This neighborhood, not far from Mountain Homes Airport, looks pretty typical. There are trailers and modest-sized homes with green lawns out front and horses out back. But in between them, there's a long, narrow lot that's scarred black with soot and burnt grass. This is where homes used to stand. What remains are just heaps of metal debris, twisted beyond recognition.
I didn't have my phone on me, and it ended up being burned up in the fire.
This is Tristan Boblitz. She was on her computer Monday evening when she smelled smoke and saw flames leap toward her home.
I had my keys, my car, and my kid, and we were out of there. Didn't even stop. There's a few things in our house that my husband is really sad that mementos from that we can't replace, but, you know, most of it we can.
Just steps from where Boblitz's rented home used to stand, Jack Weiss washes ash and soot off his car. Monday night, he noticed smoke and a house engulfed in flames near the main road. Weiss turned on his sprinklers. Within 10 minutes, the fire had spread to his place.
The flames were coming right over the top of our house. If you look right here, these trees are all scorched. So the flames were coming past the house. The car was parked right here where it was. We ran out and braved the heat, jumped in the car and left.
He and his wife and dog got in the car and fled. Scorched flowers and trees and some soot on his house are the only signs a fire came so close. We spent several hours watching the fire from a restaurant near his home. Boblitz and her 5-year-old daughter found shelter with her brother in Mountain Home.
I'm very lucky. I have family in town, and I have a great church community, and they've been dragging me around all day, saying, what do you need, what do you need?
Boblitz's husband is a long-haul trucker now on his way home from Iowa. When she called him Monday night, she told him the family was safe. He should take his time and get to Idaho safely.
I don't focus on what we lost. I focus on the fact that my daughter's safe, my husband's safe. We have our health. We can rebuild.
Boblitz says the van was the only thing they have left. She says they'll stay in a family-owned apartment as they start to rebuild their lives. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.